Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Tell us to the people.
Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker, a.k.a. Colton Langelo.
Yes, sir.
Me, a.k.a. Your boy was just trying to get some goddamn pizza, and then these goddamn turts came out of nowhere. And I was like, what the fuck? A.k.a. It's just me, man.
Phil? Let me see. My son... Gas is here. You know what I mean? If you hear that fan in the background, he's in the atmosphere. He's floating. He's in the mics and all that. He's keeping us crisp right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Denatello. You know what I mean? A.k.a. The Mighty Mayhem. A.k.a. Ooze. A.k.a. Basie Jones. You know what I mean? Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. Bro, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, man. A little nice Ninja Turtle movie. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Enjoyed it. It was fun.
Honestly, after I had to sit with it for a while. I like the classics. Don't get me wrong. The anime, the animatronic, like full suit classic. Like it's, you know, it's nostalgia. Part of nostalgia's talking. Like I remember that shit as a childhood, but this is probably my favorite in terms of they're actually teenagers. Like, yeah. These niggas is actually kids. They move like kids. They make references that kids would make. The niggas was... And part of it is New York bias. Yeah. Because them niggas definitely were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Niggas said, we outside.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Poppy, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. Man,
and it makes sense because they would hear that shit. Them niggas is in the streets. They're in the sewers.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to hear that shit all the time. That's how you're going to talk. You know what I mean? Like, it feels accurate to what it should be. And then there was, like, this little segment because, you know, your boy got to see it early.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen was talking about how the inspiration behind, like, the style. Because, you know, I definitely criticize. And I'll stand on it. I criticized it on this podcast that, you know, it felt like niggas was trying to bite Spider-Man. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But when you watch it, it is not like Spider-Man. The way he described it made sense because it felt like he attacked me directly. This nigga was like, yo, it's like if you were scribbling Ninja Turtles on like the desk at school. And that's some shit I did as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, as an artist, it's like, yo, the style was like scribble. It was like a sketch, basically. Yeah. So every scene, even when things exploded, you would see like little squiggly lines with it. And it made sense. And it was like, oh shit, like this is literally my childhood right here.
Also
like,
for the new youth.
Yes.
So and like, it felt like I appreciated like, that.
Exactly. So it felt like if you were young, you could still get into this. And if you're old, like, you remember this. You know what I'm saying? So it felt like a good balance of both. And I enjoyed that shit.
I will say that this is not my favorite.
Okay.
I will say there's two I like better than this.
Which ones?
My number one favorite Ninja Turtle movie, and this might come as a shock to people, is Nickelodeon movie. Nickelodeon Ninja Turtle.
Oh, okay. That's not fair. That shit is crazy. Okay.
I was thinking that,
you know what? You're right. I'll take it back.
My second favorite. This is my second. This is gonna shock people. It's the one everybody hates.
Which one?
The 2014.
Oh, wow, nigga, really?
The one that everybody hates.
Wow. I don't hate that one though. Like, I know what she's like.
It's the one that mad people hate. A lot of people hate it.
Okay.
I enjoyed them.
Out of the Shadows or some shit like that?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Okay.
I didn't hate that shit. Cool.
I didn't hate that shit.
I will say that this movie is actually better than that movie.
But, you know, personal bias,
I like that one a little bit better. I will say the Nickelodeon one is actually better than this one. But that, like, again, technically...
You know why it's hard for me to... It's hard because that one, they're already, like... They already know themselves. These niggas got futuristic alien weapons and shit. Like, they was going crazy. These niggas is just literally just teenage turtles.
I know. I'm not saying this.
But I'm with you. That movie is fucking nuts.
I enjoyed this movie a lot because it was mad fun. I could tell that it was for the youth to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas use Riz. I was like, wow, okay. I said that in this movie.
Yo, and it makes sense like, because it was voiced by teenagers. Yeah. So, like, that's how they talk.
And I also really, really enjoyed the relationships between the turtles and the... Like, I thought that was, like, a great thing that they was like, damn, we found other mutants.
Yeah, and, niggas like some tortoises, huh? Yo, shout out Ice Cube, nigga.
Ice Cube went fucking crazy in this movie.
You know who's the unsung hero of this whole movie and had me dying the whole time, even though he had very little lines? My son, Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd had me dying, nigga.
Yo, Paul Rudd's hilarious.
That nigga's fucking hilarious. Shout out to Seth Rogen just choosing the right people for this. Like, because on paper, it's like, yo, what is this, my nigga? Like, why are all the, why is John Cena in here? Like, why are the, and then when you hear them together, it makes
so much
more sense.
They're also fucking good, man.
Yes. And another thing I did like is he did say that, you know, a lot of the lines for the kids were improv. Like, they just let them run. Like, they kind of tell them what the scene is about and just let them flow.
And it feels like it works perfectly.
Because it's like, it feels like a bunch of brothers just rambling and jumping on top of each other. It didn't feel like that was a script. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like just people talking. And then they just gave that to the animators and was like, animate this. Like, that's what it felt like. And I really enjoyed that, like, a lot. I brought up earlier, the art style, I really like it. Now getting a chance to see the whole thing versus just like trailers, because you know, in the trailers, I've definitely said like, nigga, is this Across the Spider-Verse? Like, just following off the heels of
these niggas. It's really good. It's a really perfect art style for like the story that they're trying to convey.
Yes, of young kids. You know what I mean?
I also will protect those baby turtles with my fucking life. Them niggas are adorable. They're precious. Every single turtle is pretty great.
Mikey has braces.
They made Donatello even cooler.
Yo,
I was like,
my son made. Yo, listen, you know how I knew I was a Donatello fan? This nigga made an Eren Yeager reference, nigga.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was like, okay.
He also had the JoJo hoodie
and,
on.
Yo,
right?
And y'all know how I feel about Eren Yeager. I've talked about him many times in this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. People seeing our controversial, you know what I mean? Like, takes, and they're always like, you niggas are crazy. But
so finding out my son Donnie's on the same side as me, you know what I mean?
I fuck with it.
Another person, Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan killed his role as Master Splinter.
He's a piece of shit father, but such a great father in a movie.
Listen, when that nigga Leo said, you know, like, not Leo, who was it? Mikey, he was like, yo, you ratted us out. He was like, yo, don't say that word.
Yo, dead ass. That's like the N-word. That's dead ass the N-word.
I was crying, son. That nigga, he killed his lines. He killed his
lines. All of them went crazy.
And he was, I liked his little mantra about humans, where he was like, yo, don't fuck with humans. The don't niggas will betray them. You.
They'll
the niggas
kill
piece
you.
Of shit. And I was
they'll,
like, yo, he not lying.
He was like, the humans will betray you. They'll probably torture you, put you through a bunch of bullshit. And he was like, yo, nigga, Mikey, you better listen to this, nigga. Because we read The Last Ronin. That nigga is right.
Yo, he did not lie, son. And they gonna milk you. Yeah. Like, yo, the fact that he kept saying that shit, I thought it was like a run-on joke until it happened in the movie. Yo, I was like, son of a bitch.
Niggas is crazy.
I'm in the theater looking around like, yo, what the fuck is up with us, nigga? Like,
yo, this movie was pretty dope. I like how they didn't, like, you know, try to rush into the lore too crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, so the first thing we're going to do is we just talk about mutants.
Yes.
Like, why mutants be a baddie. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the mutants will also work together to try to make mutants look better. Because, you know, it's like a racism allegory. You know, it always happens. They're like, look at these fucking freaks out there.
On some X-Men
Manhattan
shit.
Going
yeah.
crazy. So I like how they did that. And I do like the reveal.
Yo.
I was like, that's pretty nuts.
Sign me up for Ninja Turtles Part 2, nigga. Yeah. You Mayhem Part 2. Because, you know, watching the first movie, I was thinking about like, yo, clearly, Shredder's not involved with this. I don't know if Superfly is going to be the main villain the whole time. And I watch it and it's like, okay, it works. It makes sense, just like you said, like to have them, their first real encounter on, you know, on above the sewer be like someone like them.
And them also explaining mutants more, because that's one thing I would say that like maybe the older Ninja Turtles didn't explain. They would just be like, oh, they mutated these turtles, word.
Yeah,
but then there's also Bebop and these niggas,
and it's
I'm like
you
what
don't
about
really,
these niggas.
You don't
like,
get
why,
you don't get a story on
why
the
are they like that
exactly. Like,
so
and why are they evil?
And like, they started like in more movies incorporating more shit about the mutant, because in the comic books they definitely have, and like some of the old shit they start talking about it more. But yeah, it's just like oh, okay.
I
appreciate that they put so much time on that storyline of mutations and.
And
level of New York City.
And one thing I definitely super appreciated was they didn't go the Martha's Pearl route with the turtle story. Yeah. Like it felt like they got to the point really quickly and they incorporated it in a way where it was just like Splinter telling, you know, he's old and he's just like rambling and it's like, I know it's your birthday. I want to talk about when you were born And they're just like, again?
They're like, come on, they use man.
That to tell the story of how they became Ninja Turtles. And I appreciate that because it was just like, yo, I don't want another Martha Pearls situation yeah, where... Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to see this shit over and over and over. So I do appreciate it how they did that. And they did it very quickly because I was clocking them niggas. I was like, you on the clock, my nigga. Like, don't...
I like that they got it out of the way, though.
Yes. And just get to them being kids, like being teenagers and wanting girl. And another thing, something we've talked about in this show, like tons of times about like gatekeeping and shit like that. And niggas, I don't, especially as an artist, I didn't appreciate that shit, especially on like Twitter and shit like that, or X or whatever you want to call the shit. Nah, where like the artists, he kind of came, cause you know, I appreciate when like artists, when movies like this come out and you can kind of see like, you know, their process behind coming up with the characters and shit. So like the dude who did the character work for like April came out, was like showing like his process, and they, you know, like you have like these adults. I was just like, yo, April never looked like this. Like, bro, April's a cartoon. Like, why are you trying to sexual? She's a teen in this.
She's also a fucking child.
Because like, literally in this iteration of the Ninja Turtles, they're all teenagers. So why are you looking for a sexy teen, bro? Like, this is not the
question. It doesn't matter what she looks like. The character was dope. I like the movie.
Exactly.
All those fucking losers.
I hate that shit so much, bro. I hate that. And I don't like it, especially as an artist, when this nigga's like, he put out something that you care about because you went to go see it. And he's like showing you his pro. And they don't have to do shit like that. Like, artists don't have to show you anything but the final product.
That's true.
We don't owe you shit else but the final product. So him coming out was like, yo, showing like the behind it, especially like what they did with like Spider-Man. Like a lot of the artists that worked on that shit started showing like their process.
Behind, how like, they did the drawings. Yes. How of, they like, did you know, the all the...
Yes, of like in my son Indian Spider-Man, like you know Miguel, like they're showing like their process.
This nigga, Prowler Miles.
Yes, and they're showing you like, you know, how they came up with the idea for all these characters.
Obi.
So you are not entitled to that because you're not in the studio, so they don't owe you that. So when they come out and share that type of shit with you, like I'm grateful as an artist just to hear these type of perspectives. You don't know what you can learn from that, and niggas was clowning him. Because April was black and she wasn't
but
like...
most people are ignorant. And they don't know like, how much work goes into these things. And like most people are ignorant. They're idiots. They're fucking losers.
Yes. Like, I don't fuck with that shit at all. So fuck you niggas if you happen to hear this. Because, you know, this is a live episode and, you know, it's going to be on all the platforms, whatever. Talking to you. I don't fuck with y'all niggas. Y'all I don't like y'all. I don't like... Yeah, losers. Y'all niggas is weird. Because why are you sexualizing teens? You're probably like 35 to 40, my nigga. When Ninja Turtles came out when you was a kid. There's no reason for you to be like looking for a sexy April in a teenage movie.
All them niggas is dead. All the adult versions that y'all know.
Yo, them shits is dead in the dirt, nigga. Like they dead like all the last Ronin characters, nigga. Them niggas is gone.
Teenagers now.
Yeah. These are for the new niggas.
For the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to the kids, nigga.
This shit was hard though. I
like No. I like how we went from negativity to positive. Like, yeah, no, fuck them niggas. But you know, this movie's good. This movie's good. I do appreciate it. Something that I definitely wanted to talk about. I was definitely hoping for like some sort of Casey Nine, you know what I mean? Like maybe he was maybe they would have changed the story. Maybe he'd have been a teenager in the school too, you know what I mean? Like he worked in the school. But I see how that could have been a problem only because Leo's now finding out what love is.
Yeah.
And him like that would have been a weird triangle so early in the movie. Maybe in the second one.
I think they're gonna make it in the second one.
Yeah, they probably put him in the second
might
one.
Might end up being like a sports like a jock black or
some
kid.
Shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Then niggas like shit. Casey's part of the gang. That'd be hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Casey might be a girl.
We don't know what April
likes. You don't know what they're gonna do, man. It's the future now.
You know what I mean? Oh, I could already see niggas on the right side.
Oh my God. They're like, what the fuck did you guys just say?
Oh shit, yeah. Another person I kind of was hoping for some sort of reference. Maybe they use it in a second one. My son Usagi.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we could change the story up. You know, his origin doesn't have to be like the comics or the cartoons. Bring that nigga in somehow. In the second one, it would be interesting to see. Because it's not a spoiler anymore. By now, you should see the movie. And if you haven't, it's going to be streaming by the time you hear this. Shredder's going to be, you know, part of the second one. He's clearly going to be like the main antagonist in that. And it would be interesting using that whole samurai shit to bring in Usagi. You know what I mean? Like him being having like stakes in this whole clan rivalry. Because Splinter doesn't talk about that shit at all. Like, he kept, he was just like, yo, humans, don't fuck with them niggas, period. He wasn't like, yo, I'm training you to avenge the client, nigga. Like, because I guess in his eyes, maybe, like, you know, checkered past, it gets revealed later on that this nigga was wilding back then, you know what I mean? He probably thought he killed Shredder, and he could move on with his life. He's a dad now. He's a family man. Find out this nigga's still alive. He wants revenge. And he's going to take the revenge out on the teens. I feel like I'm writing the second one right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's going to happen. I think.
You know what I mean? I feel some shit.
They already showed the Shredder teaser.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that nigga caught whisk of Splinter. And
these niggas,
like,
is public now. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's Tom.
Yeah, these niggas is public now. Like, they went to school. You know what I mean? They took the mask. Them niggas look weird. But I would still fuck with them. But, you know, they took the mask off and shit. So, like, they're accessible. So bro, for someone like Shredder to see, like, yo, these fighting styles remind me of, like, this nigga that I knew, and then he traced it back to fucking Splinter, the rivalry's on, nigga. It's Sub-Zero and Scorpion. We back, nigga. Like, fight to the death.
Movie about to be kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I do feel like, I do hope we get a second movie. I know it's going to be a while because, you know, the strike is still going on. Pay writers, please.
Pay the writers.
So it's probably going to take a very long time before we get a second one. And granted, I feel like the movie didn't get its just due in terms of, like, marketing and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was around the strike, so. You know what I mean? But, like, but it's a good movie. If you have kids, take them. If you have a nephew or niece, take them.
It's a good way to introduce them to it.
If you want to just go see it yourself, I see it by myself.
I went to go see it by myself. Fuck it.
Man, that shit was good.
And then on top of that, I think one of the things that we overlook in general, in terms of, like, pop culture, is how long the Ninja Turtles have been around.
Yeah.
Them niggas have survived every era.
Bro.
Not too many things that have, like, the staying power of, like, a Superman or, like, a Spider-Man or something. Like a popular name like that. They've been here from the beginning. They've been here since I was a child, nigga. Like,
yeah, they've been here.
They're still here. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is putting out games. You know what I'm saying? They putting out movies. Like, they... Them niggas is still here, and I feel like that gets overlooked. So that's just me trying to give flowers to these niggas, because niggas been around for a very long time, and their popularity is still up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just talking about the Nickelodeon movie. These niggas is Nickelodeon, nigga. Like,
and that shit is hard.
And you bringing up Usagi, them niggas getting a new DLC for the game that, you know, your boys was playing on Twitch. You know what I mean?
When we set up,
we bringing that back, nigga. They bring my son Usagi. Niggas gonna have to run that back. Usagi, Casey, like, they bringing some Nick, yo, nigga, like, I'm with the shits. Other than that, I definitely had a couple random questions. Usagi, who would you have voice him? Now, before you put out a name, just remember Seth Rogen gave us Ice Cube as Superfly, nigga, so you can go as crazy as you want.
Oh, easily Usagi would be a son from John Wick. The Japanese for John Wick.
Okay. I'm going to tell you who my two picks are, because the niggas is wilder than your picks. My two picks is RZA. And not normal RZA. I'm talking about RZA from the Hulu show, nigga. Listen, Splinter.
Yo, my nigga. Nigga.
We got to kill this nigga, Shredder, my nigga.
Yo, we got to go to Shaolin, my nigga. And we got to end his life. With the tip of my blade, shall cut him down.
Ruler zigzag. I mean Usagi.
The Usag Zigalo.
Uza. Yo. And my other one, Snoop, nigga. Snoop got the perfect fucking Usagi voice. Cool as fuck, chill as fuck.
He could be a pretty chill. Know what I mean?
Imagine Snoop smoking around these kids as Usagi, nigga. Yo.
Okay, I got one more. It would just be Hov.
Yo.
And he
yo, Shredder. You ready?
Yeah, we finna get Shredder out this. Hey, yo, Splinter, chill. We ain't going through all that around here.
Yep.
Hey, yo, Terts, get my back. It's the Rock. I mean, it's the Turtles.
Yo.
Usagi Jimbo in the building.
Cowabunga.
The girls are bimbo. I'm not supposed to say that. I can't say that. I'm just a rabbit. I'm actually a hare. I actually can hear.
Yo. Yo, Seth Rogen, hit niggas up, son. Yo,
we got ideas, brother. We got the best ideas, man. Come on.
Hit niggas up, son. Oh, a black Casey, like I said, I would probably use my son Gravik.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah.
Yo.
That nigga is everywhere.
Yo, listen. You got him acting as Bob Marley. This nigga was Ken, Skrull Leader, and now Casey Jones. Yo, the nigga's working hard, nigga.
He's working mad hard.
I'll fuck with that. That would be an ill Casey Jones for me.
My Casey Jones Gravik, would be nigga. Cat Williams.
So you trying to tell me I gotta use these wooden sticks while y'all got metal weapons? I gotta use a goddamn hockey stick. What black nigga you know play hockey? And they gave me a baseball bat. I look Dominican. Damn, nigga, you might as well just gave me a basketball.
Got great ideas, man.
Yo, Seth Rogen, where you at, nigga? Oh, shit. All right. I feel like I said, between my story for seasons, the second movie and this nigga basically doing all the voices, nigga, you saving that bread.
Yo.
You can't Lions. Book Hove. Imagine what you got to pay Hove, son.
Fake Hove, me, or fake Cat Williams, me.
Oh, on, shit. Man.
We get, yo.
Hey, pay the writers and let's put this shit, yo, put this shit in motion, my nigga.
Yo,
like,
what's up, man? What's up? We are
put my son in a
now.
Booth. You know what I mean? Give me a pad.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
And we can make shit happen. This is what we doing right now.
Yo, freestyled it. Ninja Turtle, meet Mayhem 2, nigga. We just killed it already. So more mayhem.
More mayhem.
Oh, shit. But aside from that, like I said, I think the movie was great. If you have not seen it, by the time you hear this, it's probably going to be streaming on, I don't know, Paramount or some shit. I don't know who owns Ninja Turtles at
this
point.
One of these niggas own something.
One of these niggas own it. But it's going to be on streaming. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. Aside from Colson bringing up the Nickelodeon version, honestly, like, I feel like that's a trump card because it's hard to beat that shit because it's fucking nuts.
It's so good.
But this shit is really good.
This shit is really, really good.
I was happy to leave the theater and feel like they did a great job with this. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, these niggas just quick cash grab or whatever. Like, it actually was, like, a really good movie. And aside from its own, I won't really say bad luck, but it's hard to put anything next to Across the Spider-Verse, but this is damn good. Like, that's a compliment. Let me be very clear, because Across the Spider-Verse is damn near perfect. But this shit is as close. This is a respectable second. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of, like, animated films for me this year, not to take anything away from Super Mario Brothers, because I thought it was good. But this is damn good. Like, especially as an artist.
It is better than Super Mario.
Like, that was just, you know, not to take anything away from 3D designers, but the style of this brought me in more.
Hilariously enough, the three movies that have the three kind of similar styles are my three favorites are Across the Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. Puss in Boots,
okay.
Fish, and this.
I still gotta catch that. But yeah, no, but I'm saying like in terms of, you know, like
the animation style is like really like killing it with that storytelling.
I like that. I like that a lot. Like I said, if it wasn't for Across the Spider-Verse, this is an easy number one for me in terms of animated films this year. But you can't, that's damn near perfect. You're not gonna top that. But you can get a very good second place. You can get a respectable second place. And it definitely has that in terms of, you know, style, in terms of story. And so it's just having fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 90 minutes and it's a quick watch, but it's a fucking
fun
watch.
It's
yeah,
fun
exactly. It got hip hop in it, you know what I mean? Because you know Seth Rogen.
I forgot to talk about that. The soundtrack is.
Yes. But I expect that from a Seth Rogen because he does like hip hop. He's very into that type of shit. So, like, I expect him to show respect, especially New York. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he
and
showed
it,
mad New York respect.
Nigga,
I was like, oh,
I
okay.
did not expect to hear MOP.
Yeah,
nigga,
MOP
is in a
dead ass.
MOP is in a fucking Ninja Turtle movie.
Like an old boys type scene.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was hard.
They admitted to that shit on social media that, you know, they were paying respect to it. Because I was watching, I was like, wait a fucking second.
This is like the hallway scene.
I don't know, but... And then they confirmed it, and it was just like, oh, shit. Like, so they did, you know, even though, like we said, it's for kids, they push it like that for adults. Because ain't no child seeing old boy, my nigga. Like,
also, kids is... They like, who the fuck is MOP?
Yo, so, exactly.
They did it for us, too. Nigga. That shit was...
Take rings off! Parts. Like, them niggas was fighting to Annie M-O-P. Up, nigga. Like, niggas was fighting MOP, nigga. Like,
Brownsville legends.
Yo. But yeah, I have, like I said, I have nothing but praises for this movie. The only slight on it is just not, it's just not across the Spider-Verse. Like, that's not fair. Like,
that's not even, you can't even, don't even say that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the only thing I could take away from it is just like, yo,
what's
like.
Your, what's your, how many Thunderbolts?
Ooh, I'm going to give it the 4.5.
I gave it
a 4. 5 is across the Spider-Verse, and it's just
four.
I can't give it that, but I can give it a 4.5.
I give it a 4 out of 5.
And I think the only reason I give it the extra 0.5 is the extra New York.
Yeah.
Like, he stacked it with the New York shit. Like, we got bacon, egg, and cheese. We got year. We got outside. We got MOP. We got, like, it's so New York that I understand, especially, like, you know, it's supposed to capture that real New York feel, and I got that, and it was just like 4.5. Fuck it. If I was from anywhere else, maybe I'd have gave it the 4, but
I give it a 4.
I'm biased. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm biased.
Biased. I'm super fucking biased. I give it a 4. It was really, really fucking good though. So
yeah. So like I said, definitely see it if you have not. Hopefully this episode made you curious. You know what I mean? Check it out. Definitely let us know. You know what I mean? If you happen to hear this episode. Definitely come back, leave a comment, you know what I mean? Hit us up on Twitter, let us know how you felt. Yeah, definitely. Final words before we wrap.
Overall, great movie. I love the mutants a lot. I love all of the mutants a lot. Like, I feel like every mutant was fucking hilarious and fucking great. And, like, them working together at the end was, like, kind of like a little icing on the cake moment. Like, I kind of could see it coming, but, like, I still enjoyed the moment. My favorite side character is the salamander on the skateboard because I know that nigga's going to teach my son Mikey how to skateboard at some
Listen,
point.
Listen, man, Paul Rudd.
He went fucking crazy.
That nigga
was such a great character. Him and Mikey's relationship was so cute.
He's having fun.
I really enjoyed this movie a lot. Like, it was just overall a fun time.
Facts. For me, pretty much echo the same. My son Paul Rudd, he didn't have that many lines. But them shits was fucking funny. shout out to Ice Cube. Just on some hip hop shit. Imagine a nigga that used to talk about shooting the police, nigga, is doing a kids movie.
Yeah. Are we there yet?
Yo,
to this?
Like, yo, just so just shout out to hip hop for that. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
And on top of that, he did a good job. I enjoyed it. Shout out to the kids. Unfortunately, I don't know their names.
They did amazing.
But they were great. They were perfect turtles for me.
April also did great.
The banter between them niggas is hilarious. My son, Raph, I've trained the fighting. This nigga got rage issues.
Yo,
like,
you got anger problems.
Yeah. It's not a problem. Like, that nigga is hilarious. You know, Leo. I actually like Leo in this.
He's pretty dope. He's not overbearing.
You know what I mean? He didn't give me that Cyclops, like, dickhead vibes. Like, he was... This nigga found a girl and he found a black girlfriend. Like, how am I hate this nigga?
Hey,
like,
he black too.
Yeah,
they all black.
You know what I'm saying? My son Mikey had braces.
Oh, he's so
I don't cute. Even know. Yo, fucking adorable, nigga. Like, especially when you compare this to the Last Ronin.
Oh,
like,
fuck. I'll be never sees that life, man. I'm gonna protect him with all my heart.
It's fucked up, man. My son Donnie literally loved Donnie. I didn't even think I could like Donnie more.
It made me like him more.
So like, I didn't even think it was possible for me, but shout out to my son Donnie. Like I said before, all the voice actors, everybody, Maya Rudolph, you know what I mean? All these niggas killed. Yeah, honestly, that's all I got for y'all is I enjoyed the movie, and if you have not seen it, see it. If you did see it, watch it again. Watch it again. Fuck it. Watch it again and come back and listen to this episode. You know what I mean? So, as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. You know what I mean? Your boys is on Patreon. You know what I mean? Come link up. You know what I mean? We talking all that shit. TikTok. Fuck with us on TikTok. Fuck with us on...
Sorry.
Yes, sir. Fuck with us on YouTube, you know what I mean? We go crazy on there too. Niggas is building. Twitter, always. Niggas is always on Twitter, you know what I mean? Instagram, fuck with your boys, you know what I mean?
I'm basically everywhere.
Everything, like I said before. If you racist, fuck with us on Facebook, you know what I mean?
A new shit.
If you got a problem with April, brother.
That could be our Patreon intro. We're not really like that, but that's hilarious. Like, people really like that.
Yo,
like, we're not really like
that. No, we're not like that at all.
That's yeah, we on Facebook.
We on Facebook. That's the new tag. Yeah, you can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my cards, you know what I mean? If you Leo and you trying to bag April, my nigga, yo, Art by Den on Etsy, you know what I mean? DENN. Yo, hook up with one of those cards. Hook up with the New York card. I fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, she gonna respond the way you looking for her to respond. You can find my son, Colton, though.
Colton Show _ on Twitter.
Colton Show.
Show. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Not basically everywhere else.
Everywhere.
TheColtonShow.com is my website. MyPortfolio.TheColtonShow.com. It's also... photo was my portfolio. Photo portfolio
going crazy.
Also videography stuff in there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, check my son out.
Yeah, man, check me out.
Final words. Send us home.
Here.
We outside.
Yeah, that was the turts when they were just basically saying shit that they've heard.
Yeah, basically. Yo, we out.